Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
This morning we're in Peel with its single seat. Ray Harmer is a commissioner, indeed he's been chairman in this last year, 43, married with a son. Born in a council house, one of seven children, he went to Cambridge University to study engineering, worked in London with a major building firm. For the last 7 years has worked in the island in the finance sector. He plays the saxophone. Mr. Harmer, you feel the tune you could play for Peel would be more harmonious than the present MHK can offer?
Absolutely, yes. Certainly it's to bring the commissioners and to bring all of Peel together and to really sort of focus on what the priorities are for Peel and nationally.
I have to say, I was in Peel at the weekend and it looked good. The Haven was thinking, what's wrong with Peel? I mean, you obviously want to replace the current member. You say, obviously, you're a better bet, but what can you do that the last member couldn't, or this current member can't do?
Peel is a fantastic place. I mean, we've won the best town for 3 years in a row, but there's certain infrastructure things that we haven't looked at, you know, the roads, the sewerage. If you take the nursery places, there aren't enough places to go around. And even with the medical centre, that there's waiting times, and we've lost our chiropody service as well. So there's a number of things that we need to invest in.
Well, let's just go to sewerage, because obviously you had the chance to get a sewerage works built there and it basically passed you by. How did that happen?
Well, I don't know, but we need to...
Because you were off at it, weren't you?
Well, I don't think we were. I think what we need to do now is really focus on that, and well, that's one of the priorities that I would have, is to get that
But
to
you
get
were
that
off at it by the department. The department said, we will give you a sort of small works behind the power station there, and it came to nothing.
Well, I think there was decisions, but you know, certainly in the past, but certainly one of the things that I will focus...
Were you part of that?
No, it wasn't part of the decision that delayed it, but one of the things that we need to focus on and that I would focus on is that. But also need support on our retail sector in the centre of town, and to really sort of build up Peel.
Well, just speaking nationally, you say you wish to seek to reverse the UK seizure on the VAT agreement. Well, that's an easy election stance, but it's impossible. It's not going to happen, is it?
Well, I think we need more backbone, and we need to go negotiate harder. We need to say where we've come from.
We can't
go
back. The UK is going to say, look, we've made you the offer, that's it, go away.
Well, I think in 1978, we actually made a unilateral decision, and we actually cut the sort of the money that we gave then. So we can't, it's something we can do, but it's only one of those things we need
we've
to focus on.
We've never made a unilateral decision. We've always kept our ties.
In 1978, we actually we kept the link, but we did half our contribution.
Through negotiation?
No, unilaterally in 1978. What I'm saying is that I'm not saying we should do that, but where we should go is we need to look at how much we collect. We need to negotiate a lot harder, and we need to look at it as an opportunity to say, really, let's see what businesses we can generate from that. But also equally as important is that we need to focus on the government finances. You know, that's 40% down because of that agreement. We need to really focus and see how we can...
Are you the man to go and deal with the UK? Could you take on UK ministers and say, we don't care what you say, this is what we want?
We need to get a stronger negotiation team.
Could you be part of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. As far as the Peel is concerned, you say a community centre is needed. Did you have the Philip Christian Centre, various other centres?
No, I think we have. We need, but one of the things that if you look at what that Tommy Clucas are doing with their foundation is they're trying to build a community centre. If the government just come alongside that and invest in that, then we can have we don't have a gym. We could actually have something for the whole community.
Something specific. Cuts. Obviously, the next government is going to be concerned with cuts. What cuts would you specifically bring in? In what areas?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. We need to look at it as a transition project. Mm. If we manage the cuts on a small basis, compound-wise, 3% every year, we can actually achieve...
But where would the cuts come?
Well,
specific.
Basically, we need to... 60% is built on public, on personnel. We've got to have a transition that takes them from the public sector into the private sector. And
so privatise, you say that's the way ahead.
One element of it is privatisation. We need to remove the bureaucracy. There's a whole... I was talking to it takes 7 months for a case to get to trial. The High Bailiff was talking about just costs with charges being sent that were wrong.
Would that save enough, though? I mean, we're talking about big cuts that are needed now.
You need to take all the small fruit, and you need to plan it. You need to look at your infrastructure projects. You need to look at things like Richmond Hill. You need to look at across the board to actually manage that down. But if you do it right, and if you do it now, one of the problems with the government is they've waited too long. They should have started this process 2 years ago.
Right. Well, lots of other subjects to cover, which we covered in our election coverage in due course. But Ray Harmer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ray Harmer,
one of the candidates for the Peel by-election, the general election on September the 29th. It's 8 o'clock.